So, assuming that Nancy Pelosi is sincere and that she really is struggling with the decision as to whether or not to impeach Trump, based on political concerns, you know, horse race type concerns, assuming that that's sincere and that they're, because you can't assume that anything is. I mean, people say they don't understand why the Republicans in Congress don't do stuff, you know, to stop the president. Well, we're getting kind of a glimpse at why they might be doing that through Nancy Pelosi. Why wouldn't she do it? I mean, why don't the same questions that we were asking the Republicans for the first 2 years of the Trump presidency, why don't they apply to the Democrats? They should. And the question of why they don't may be the same answer. And it may be sincere. It may just be that they're concerned about winning elections and that they've been brought up in a system where that was really the only thing they had to be concerned about. Presidents didn't do the kinds of things that Trump is doing. So they don't know how to proceed. They don't have a roadmap for that. Even though the Constitution is very clear about what their powers are, they're reluctant to use them because nobody trained them how to use them, or they never expected to have to use them. This is the sincerity argument. The other argument is that we already have a Russian-style government in the United States, and if we had one, they wouldn't be going out of their way to advertise it as such. And the Russian parliament is a powerless organization. It doesn't have any power. And the reason it doesn't, not constitutionally, I'm sure constitutionally it has a lot of power, but because they kill them, to be honest, or they have compromising information about them. They have them blackmailed. They have secrets about them that would put them in jail or would put a family member in jail. So there's that sort of network of, you know, things that influence people that could already be in effect here. And it could be what is influencing Nancy Pelosi. The Russians may have something on one of her relatives and she doesn't want it getting out there. And they've made it very clear that the instant she impeaches or Congress moves to impeach, then she will become the scandal. And who knows? Because whatever, maybe she's been embezzling money from the United States Treasury. I mean, I don't know. She seems like an honorable person and an admirable person. But it's all TV, so like, what do you really know? But assuming sincerity, at age 78, which she is, surely she should have learned sort of a very basic life lesson. And that is that basically when a friend of yours starts behaving in a bad way, I think I've even done a podcast about this. It's a hard lesson to learn. Somebody is a friend of yours and they do something bad and you say, well, you know, I really like this person. I value their friendship. So I'm just going to overlook this and we're going to go on with our friendship. And what's the absolute certainty is they'll just do it again and you'll do it. You'll forgive them again and they'll do it again. And by the third or fourth time, you should have already gotten the idea that there is nothing you can do. You can have all the conversations you want with them. You could try to explain how this hurt you and how, you know, you could even give them ultimatums and say, if you do this again, that's the end of our friendship. I don't happen to believe in ultimatums. I think that if you have to make an ultimatum, then you really are at the point where you don't have a friendship anymore. Why are they doing it? You just don't know. And so I've had this happen a number of times, you know, and it's just like the way people are. Maybe they've been doing it all along and you just never noticed it, you know, whatever it is. So Trump, let's apply that logic to Trump, who has never been anybody's friend. Okay. He doesn't even get that benefit of the doubt. He is not our friend. He's not Nancy Pelosi's friend. He's not anybody Nancy Pelosi would ever choose to be a friend with. He's not the kind of person anybody wants to be friends with. He's a backstabbing, principleless motherfucker. That's, I mean, he just is the kind of person who stinks up the room so bad you just walk out of the room and say, well, let him have it, you know? It's like, I can't deal with this. He, you know, I know people like that too, and that's what I do. I just say, fine, you can have it. I'm not going to fight you with over this because it, in doing so, it's going to just take forever, and you're never going to give up until you have it, so I might as well just let you have it. That's our President Trump. That's how he, whenever he's had a victory, that's how it's been. Just by being the most obnoxious person in the room and insisting on being the most obnoxious. So you overlook this. The Mueller report comes out. You know, you had that as a way of putting it off for however many months. I mean, Democrats had no power until January anyway. So they could say, well, you know, of course, you know, the Republican Congress should impeach him, but they're never going to do it. So what can we do? We have no power. Now they have the power. Wait for the Mueller report. Mueller report comes out. It is incredibly damning. The Republicans have done a very Republican thing and just bought themselves the first 2 weeks of news about it. Big fucking deal. It still is damning, okay? So, and you try to do the process, the normal process, and you get support from the courts. But in the process, the Trump administration, which is where we're at now, this is what they're going to do. Well, if they're ignoring Congress, they're not going to ignore the courts. I mean, it's like, have they not factored that in? Didn't they have the meeting, the Republicans, before they started on this strategy to say, well, you know, the courts are going to do this? I mean, the lawyers for Trump gave up on their the current system of laws when they suborned perjury. We know that they did it. That should be like make the pit of your stomach hurt. That they did that says something. That these aren't stupid people. They're betting against the recovery of the American legal system. They own the Justice Department and they own the presidency. The Justice Department includes the FBI. It includes it includes law enforcement. It's every bit of the law enforcement at the federal level in the United States of America. That's a lot of fucking law enforcement. They're not going to enforce the laws. Or not going to, yeah, they're just not going to enforce the laws. We have a lawless society now. I think at this point, it's time to get out every gun you have and fire it. Because you're about to lose all of them. You have to wake everybody up and say, listen, this is it. After this point, we do not have a government. That's assuming everything is as it appears to be, and there is no compromising that Nancy Pelosi hasn't been threatened with assassination or doesn't feel threatened. That she feels free to act as she has ever felt under any presidential administration. And the only thing to do at this point is to fire every weapon you have at once. There's no other alternative. Thanks for listening.